It's my deep pleasure today to introduce Lindsay Thompson to you. I met Lindsay in 2012 in her interview for the counseling program. And it's a bit unusual for me to remember an interview that long ago, but I remember hers. She really stood out. I remember thinking, she's a bit of a free spirit. I wonder how many more interests she has. We talked about her interest in traveling in Africa and culinary arts and her personal training job and running marathons. And I thought, is Tyndale really going to be able to hold her attention? But I took a chance on her, and we are not sorry that that happened. When she came in 2012, she continued to follow her heart in her studies. We actually didn't see her in the counseling program for 2 years because she was busy pursuing her interest in the Old Testament. She took courses she didn't need to take in the Old Testament, courses like the book of Ezekiel, women of the Old Testament, the book of Job, hemorrhaging faith. She also went on the Israel study tour and related later that that really brought the Old Testament alive to her. She turned to the counseling side of her interests in 2015 and completed those courses as well with kind of her own special flair. She had an interest in research, and particularly research on the risk factors of athletes who suffer from depression. And so she completed that, and by the time she arrived at the Counseling Skills Lab, where I saw her more closely, she had actually become quite a serious counseling student. She showed remarkable ability and listening skills and empathy, and did very well in the labs and also in her internship. And she also gave back to Tyndale. She volunteered as a TA for a year in the labs, giving back to the students, and was very much appreciated for her good counsel and supervision of the small groups in the lab. And she also volunteered as a research assistant for Helen Noe and was appreciated there as well. So Lindsay is a young woman who follows her heart wherever it leads and puts all of herself into those endeavors. Following graduation, she plans to acquire a few more years of experience in counseling and then return to school for a higher degree. She relates that she has a high value for faith-based education and has discovered in her journey at Tyndale that she loves teaching. She wants to contribute to the counseling field in that capacity in her future. So I present to you Lindsay.
Chancellor Wilkinson, members of the Board of Governors, President Nelson, members of Cabinet, faculty, staff, honored guests, family, friends, and fellow graduates. Delivering a valedictorian speech is not something I do often, actually, ever. So for guidance, I of course turned to a graduate level scholarly source for help, Google. It wasn't particularly helpful, but it did get me thinking. Thinking about where this graduating class started, all that we've been through, and where we're going. Where we started 1, 3, 6, 10 years ago. Do you remember your first day at Tyndale? Your first class? How you looked? How you felt? How your wallet looked? And your bank account felt? Do you remember what circumstances led you to that exact moment? To prepare for this speech, I asked a number of my classmates to share some memories with me of their unique journeys that led to this graduation day. We have come to Tyndale literally from around the world. Some of us arrived completely alone and unfamiliar with Canada, Toronto, the culture, and Tyndale. Some of us were fresh out of university, while others began a second or third career. Some were excited, others terrified. Some had clear goals, and others only a faint idea of where this could lead. Now reflect for a moment, not just on where you started, but on all that has happened between that very first day you walked in the doors of Tyndale to this moment right now. All that has been accomplished and overcome between day one and graduation day is truly remarkable. I wish I had time to personally honor the journey of each graduate here today, to recognize those who have overcome language barriers, loneliness, financial stresses. Our hard work and dedication to our studies has happened while the rest of life continued, with its unexpected events, joys, grief, celebration, other jobs, marriage, children, and so much more. In 2012, my first year at Tyndale, I lived 3 years with a diagnosis of bipolar disorder, but lived over a decade with the frustrating symptoms and constantly wondering, what could I possibly do with my life? A few years into my studies, I was hospitalized for being negligent in taking my medication. When I was released, I felt totally defeated, filled with doubt, discouraged. Why was I doing this? I know I'm not the only one who asked this question. My classmates have cried with me, and I with them, as we just questioned the point of all of this. And yet, somehow, we're here today. We made it. We are standing here today, reflecting on the fact that despite all we've gone through, by God's grace, we've made it. I can say with all of my heart, I'm not the same person now as I was when I first arrived at Tyndale. I'm healthier, I'm stronger, I'm smarter, I hope. And what's best is I know the character of God more deeply and more intimately, and I know this is true for many of you too. However, we did not do this alone. In this audience sit scores of people who supported and sacrificed to bring us to this special day. Friends, families, professors, mentors, we are so grateful for your patience, your encouragement, your editing of our papers, your support of our caffeine addiction. You never gave up on us. One of my colleagues shared a touching story with me. She reflected, I think the most profound revelation from my time at Tyndale was the sacrifices my family and friends made for me. They never doubted my call. When I was at the brink of surrender, it was my 7-year-old daughter who told me, Mom, don't let anyone tell you not to do it. Do what God is telling you to do. I think you shouldn't give up. I believe in you, Mom. To our biggest fans who fill this room, we can never thank you enough. So now, what's next? Some of us know, some of us don't. In C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia, the character Mr. Beaver describes a lion, Aslan, to Susan, a young girl who, along with her siblings, stumbled through a wardrobe into the land of Narnia. Susan is being told about the mighty Aslan, Lord of the Woods, and how he has the power to right every wrong and turn winter into spring. Aslan is a lion, the great lion, Mr. Beaver says. Oh, said Susan, I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I feel rather nervous about meeting a lion. Safe, said Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good, I tell you. He's the king. Mr. Beaver's description of Aslan stirs my heart every time I hear it. Our God's plans are not always safe, but they are always good. From our very first day of class to this moment, I know for a fact it has not been safe. Some days the road was uncomfortable, discouraging, and downright scary. But looking towards the future, where we go when we leave here today, I actually hope it stays not safe. And here's why. The Bible is story after story of unlikely humans chosen by God to participate in his plan to redeem the world. It was hard, they got hurt, but experienced firsthand that God is always good, faithful, and can be trusted. The story of today's graduating class. We followed him here. It was hard. Sometimes it hurt. But can we ever say without a doubt, God was good? My prayer today is that we take all that we've learned here at Tyndale and go into the world to use our talents, our passions, our unique dreams and goals that though we are deeply aware of our inadequacies and we depend on God, we go, mend the brokenhearted, touch the hurting, fight for truth, stay angry at injustice. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. The world needs us, and we can be sure that if we do this, it's not going to be safe. It's not going to be easy, and there will be great joy, but it's probably also going to hurt. But if my journey at Tyndale has taught me anything, it is that God is always good to us, and he's not going to stop now. Congratulations, class.